Midwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Badgers on top after 40 minutes of action, 2-0 of the Northeastern Huskies. And a spirited second period there, Ian. Not only Badgers getting a goal and having one taken off the scoreboard, but a lot of extracurriculars after the whistle and a few penalties handed out in that second period.
Yeah, between the magnitude of the intensity and just the fact that people get frustrated. You know, there was a lot of shots on net by both teams. I think you get into a situation where power plays and penalty kills played a very important part in it. And the other magnifying play to me was that tempers are starting to get a little short. Patience is starting to get a little short.
Yeah.
So when somebody does something to you you don't really like, it's only one penalty, let's take it.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Right.
That kind of attitude. No, the intensity was great. I mean, it was amazing how the Badgers and Northeastern really moved the puck, and I was so impressed with the second and third opportunities that the Badgers got in the offensive zone. It felt like an eternity that they were in the offensive zone on the power plays.
Yeah, indeed. Plenty of ice time in the offensive zone, plenty of opportunities. Cashed in once, looking to try to do so again here and get some Glazers out of the deal for Ian and the Badger team as they seek a second championship here in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. 2-0 our score. Our intermission report continues here from Fiserv Forum. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment,
resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers leading Northeastern 2-0 here in our second intermission break. And before we get to the stats and get you ready for period number three, we owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Looking at the stats after 40 minutes of action, Northeastern with 14 shots on goal. And that means Kyle McClellan once again has turned them all aside. 14 saves. After last night's shutout, he is doing it here again tonight. Badgers with 27 shots on net. Two of them have found the back of the net. Really a third one did as well, but it was pulled away. The Badgers had a chance for a third goal here tonight. But the Badgers leading it 2-0, having scored in each period so far tonight. Power play opportunities. Northeastern 0-2. Badgers 0-4 on the man advantage. They scored just as one was expiring there at 4-on-4. Penalty so far 4-for-8 minutes for Northeastern, 2-for-4 for the Badgers. Northeastern patrolling the faceoff dot, 18 up, 16 down. Northeastern with 13 blocks, the Badgers with 10. The goal scores for the Badgers in that first period, it was
Simon Tassie.
And guess who it was in the second period?
Simon Tassie.
Yes, again. Cruz Lucius had one that was the one that was pulled off the board for the Badgers. It would have been a power play tally. But it has the Badgers on top by the score of 2-0, getting ready for period number three here. Badgers shooting for their second Holiday Faceoff Championship in the third year of this event, having appeared in the championship game all 3 years, losing last year to Clarkson in the title game. Give you some good numbers for the Badgers if you believe in good omens. Badgers' best period of the season has been the third period in all their games. They've outscored their opponents 24-9, including 2-0 last night. Our third period of action coming your way next from Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
But it's a wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
And the third period will be here in just a minute. Both teams seem to be a little bit delayed coming out onto the ice. Referees have made their way out onto the ice, and I've got a feeling that the referees are going to hold the players off the ice because it is still wet from after the Zamboni did their job between the second and third period. But a little bit of dampness, and now the teams will make their way back out onto the ice, and we will be in a situation where the Badgers, with a 2-0 lead, will try and defend and build on that lead here in the third period.
Here's some numbers for you, Ian. I know you love numbers.
6.
Yes, okay.
12.
When the Badgers score first, they're 12-0 this season.
Correct.
They scored first here tonight. When they're ahead after the first period, they're 12-0. They were ahead after the first period tonight. When they score, hold the opponent scoreless on the power play, as they've done so far, they're 11-3 on the season. Now, if they score 4 or more, they're 10-0 on the season, but we haven't gotten there just yet. So as they shoot for their 10th win of the year, or excuse me, their 7th straight win of the year, what would be their 16th win of the season, a number of numbers in their favor, but right now it's not numbers, it's getting the job done on the ice.
It always bothers me between periods that the coaching staff and the attending staff have to walk on the ice and hold on to the dasher board.
Yeah.
Because I just watched Jerry Keefe, who is the head coach of Northeastern, stumble, stutter, slide, and do whatever. And there were about 9 players looking over the bench going, "You okay, coach?"
Yeah, there's never a good way to get in and out of it.
Never understood it.
Yeah, they don't have an easy access, that's for sure. We are underway with period number 3 here from Fiserv Forum. Badgers leading it 2-0, working from left to right here in this third period. They get it into the offensive zone. Bantle loses control of it, and the Huskies emerge. They bring it on a 3-on-3 rush. The pass was in the skates of Campbell, couldn't control. Carriger gets it to the line, but Campbell keeps it in. They continue to joust for it, and finally, it is Kerr who wins that battle. Gets it ahead to Lindmark. He's outnumbered all alone. 1-on-3. Lindmark will take it behind the net. Tries to throw a backhander from behind the cage off the backside of the net. Minder Whitehead. And that's turned aside. Lucius follows up. Keeps it in along the far boards. Nice back check work by Cruz Lucius there. Good energy and effort. Stops a rush for Northeastern and allows the Badgers Cilia to throw it in on net. Rebound is loose. Lucius coming after it. Couldn't get to it in time. Dexheimer has it now. Inside the line on the far side. Tries to spin away from pressure. Backhands it deep. Cilia has it on second. Excuse me, D. St. Fall. The Dexheimer finds an opening and snaps a wrist shot right on. Glove save made by Cameron Whitehead.
Might be one of the easiest saves he's had to make. The goaltender for Northeastern has had a lot of traffic in front of him pretty much all night, but on that particular shot, Dexheimer just a little wrist shot, hoping that there would be traffic in front of the net. Cilia tied up by McDonald. Clear, easy save by the goaltender.
Badgers after the holiday break, and then this holiday tournament will get back into Big Ten play when they go on the road to take on Notre Dame next. Badgers control off the draw. Dexheimer plays it out front. It's picked off. And a chance for Lund to get it out to center ice. Throws it into the Badger zone before he's checked into the boards right in front of the Badger bench by Cilia. Around the boards it goes, back to the far side. Lucius can't get to it. Dexheimer has it now, gets away from one check, loses control of the puck, takes a big two-handed swat at it, doesn't get it out of the zone. Pilatacek follows up. Puck emerges and goes all the way cross ice. Cilia with hustle and a backhand gets it out to center ice. It'll go all the way down the ice, however. And so an icing call as the Badgers were trying to get a change. Those players will have to stay out on the ice.
And that's a long shift. They've been out there for about 55 seconds. Not quite the full minute, but they've been out there for 55 seconds. And it was a good ploy to get them out there when they were in the offensive zone. But to struggle in the defensive zone and then turn around and cause an icing call, you're going to have a tired five Badgers against a refreshed five Northeastern Huskies.
That would be a lengthy time for any type of shift, but especially in a third period in a game
Correct.
Where you're just coming back after a long break and trying to keep those shifts short. Lucius blocks a shot. Cilia has it. Slams it off the boards towards Lucius. It gets out to center ice, and now the Badgers can at least change a couple of players up as the forwards head off on a change. Dexheimer just inside his own zone. He'll lob it high into the air, end over end. Gets it into the northeastern end, and the Badgers can finish up that change now. No worse for the wear. Still holding their 2-0 lead. 17:50 to go in the third period. Back on the attack come the Huskies. Get it in over the line. Borghese loses control of it. Whitelaw with a chance with a 2-on-1. He's got Tassi with him. Whitelaw on his forehand. Pulls to the middle to Tassi with a one-timer, and he shoots it off the side of the cage. Thought Whitelaw for the life of me was going to shoot that puck. Last second threw it to Tassi, who had just slid a little bit behind the goal line, and a tough shot. Badgers followed up, get it out front. Tassi throws it back towards the net. It's loose. Tyson Dick is there, throws it towards the cage. Save is made by Whitehead. He can't control the rebound. A man is down in the crease for Wisconsin and being shoved at, and Whitelaw turns around, looks, and tries to get the number of whoever it got to him, and so he's just swinging at everybody.
That's kind of like trying to get the number of a train that
yeah.
just ran you over.
Yeah. There were a lot of jerseys behind him that weren't friendly ones after he had gotten crashed into. Whitelaw deflects it here deep into the offensive zone, and he'll head off on a change. Controlled by Nolan Hayes as they break it out, do the Huskies. Outson goes cross ice to the near side. Big check delivered there that sends Anthony Kerr down the ice, and that's not easy to do. He's a strong lad, that's for sure. Thrown right on net. Save is made by Kyle McClellan, who calmly hangs on, leaving no rebound with Outson right there on the doorstep looking for a rebound.
There's another guy that might be in the all-name team. Outson.
Outson, yeah.
O-U-T-Z-E-N.
Find a guy named Inson with him to pair
yeah.
with him. That'd be just great to get that coming and going, if you will. Badgers leading it 2-0 here, early stages of the third period. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. Every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. Help us make this an unforgettable season for an unforgettable guy. Couple of donations already tonight, thanks to the Badgers' two goals. Banta with it along the far boards, chips it out to center ice. Turned over to the Huskies, who will regroup, and Walton will send it ahead. Off the stick of Campbell and into the offensive zone, where Loch greets it on the far side. Loses control of it. It goes towards Bantle. He can't chop it out of the zone, but Loch follows up. Puck hits his skates and goes to Bantle. He'll bring it in the offensive zone. Gets around a check and a defender of Fontaine. Bantle with his long reach. Had the puck momentarily. Then it gets taken away. D. St. Paul can't hold the zone. Good back check work and effort right there by Owen Lindmark to disrupt the attack for Northeastern. Turnover at the offensive blue line by the Badgers, but now Dexheimer has it back at his own blue line. 4.5 minutes gone by, a little more than that here in the third period. Lucius on the offensive attack gets it to DeSaint Fall. He tried to stuff it from the far side. It hops up to the point. Dexheimer holds it in, throws it deep. I believe a delayed offside yeah. call here. Dexheimer tried to get it right at the line. Obviously was unsuccessful, and so a faceoff will come back out of the zone.
One of those things, if you do try and pull it back, you already have two Northeastern players who are breathing down your neck. So you take the offside. I mean, it's a lot better than having yourself one against two. Although, I'm not sure Ben Dexheimer would care.
I don't think so.
He's got that air of confidence, to say the least.
He is smooth with the puck and having a great season so far for the Badgers, that's for sure. Badgers, one of the best defensive teams in the country. Certainly a lot of that goes to your goaltender, but it's the guys in front of them that are helping out as well. With the likes of Ben Dexheimer and company. And one other one here, Schultz holds it at the offensive line, plays it down low to Tassie, who's got a pair of goals tonight for Wisconsin. Gets it to Whitelaw. Whitelaw tries to spin away from pressure. Has it on his stick. Can't get the centering pass off. Outson takes over control of the puck. Then he has it poked away. Behind the net, the Badgers control. Centering pass for Tassie. Bounces off skates. Vorlicki turns and slams it on a one-timer. It'll find its way to Whitelaw, who controls it now. Gives it off to Vorlicki. The Badgers captain will play it below the goal line behind the net. Badgers trying to set it up. Not sure if Tassie was trying to put it up on his stick for a lacrosse play or flip a pass. Either way, it didn't work out. Comes down to McClellan at the other end. Vorlicki being watched closely as to play with his backhand. A turnover and a shot from a sharp angle or all the way on the far boards by Ritzkovin goes wide of the net. Held at the line by Walton, trying to get away from the check of Whitelaw, does so. Walton cuts towards the middle, centers it, goes through the blue paint. A shot from this side by Lund, flutters and goes wide. McClellan finally gets to his feet from behind the net. It's trying to be thrown off the back of McClellan by Dylan Ritzkovina. That doesn't work. And here comes White Stramel out at center ice. Badgers get it out as they go for a change. Stramel was all alone and couldn't make the move successfully and loses control of the puck.
I got to give credit to the Northeastern defenseman. He had a kick save and a beauty. He saved it from going outside the zone by just kicking at it.
Badgers get control of it just in front of their own bench. Lotch will play it near side to Kerr. Kerr tried to play it softly ahead and then absorbs a big hit. Williams plays it back deeper into his own zone, and Northeastern will throw it all the way down the ice. No icing call here. Sure, must have. I guess it was tipped. Didn't see it, but the Badgers have control of the puck. Mellenbacher loses it, but it bounces its way to Scholl. Scholl into the offensive zone on his backhand. Takes it below the goal line. Tries a centering pass. Gets it to Horbach, and as he tried to come out front, takes a big check, losing control of the puck. Justin Ritzkovinen brings it into the offensive zone. He's bumped up against the wall. That allows Palatichuk to take over control. He'll backhand it to Dexheimer, who had nowhere to go with it, slammed it hard off the boards to try to get it out the far side, and the Badgers lift it out to center ice as Mellenbacher does so and then heads for a change. They get it into the Northeastern zone. Dorrington gets it out to center. Long lead pass finds its way to Campbell. The Clarkson transfer plays it back to the point. Wrist shot from the point by Hunter McDonald goes wide of the net and slams off the back wall. From the point, another shot comes to the near side, well wide off the stick of Fontaine. Badgers get control of it. Lindmark has help with him. Gets it ahead to Bantle in over the line. Bantle trying to hold off a check is knocked down to the ice by McDonald. Northeastern's pass to break it out doesn't connect cleanly off the backside of Campbell. They have to try to regroup, and finally they will as Liam Walsh gets it out to center ice. Walsh takes the return pass. He'll backhand it in deep into the zone. Scholl's hustling after it. Has a Husky bearing down on top of him, so he plays it to the far side. Bantle controls, and he has it knocked off his stick. Back to the point. Controlled by Borghese. Throws it on net. McClellan has it. Turns around, spins around. I don't know if he's looking for the puck or hoping the referee was just going to blow the whistle as he had it. But sure fire, he had it.
Well, the referee in the corner obviously has good ears, or good hearing, I should say, because he was looking at the front of the net, but he didn't hear anything go off the glass. He heard it go off the net. Bingo, we got a faceoff.
And that faceoff will come to the left of Kyle McClellan, who continues his streak here of the thing that we won't say out loud. But the red light has not turned on behind him so far here in this visit to Fiserv Forum this weekend. Vorlicki emerges with the out of the zone, brings it into the offensive end. The captain on his backhand side takes it below the goal line, behind the net, all the way to the near side. He's bumped up against the wall, loses control of the puck. Cilia delivers a big hit. That causes a turnover, and the Badgers get control. And a pass by D. St. Fall comes back to the near side to Cilia, who couldn't steer the shot on net. But D. St. Fall has it to a one-timer to Lotch. That's deflected and then gloved out of the air by Cameron Whitehead, who makes the save.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a shot, to say the least, and I think the goaltender was very happy with the fact that shot did get deflected. It wasn't a lot of power. You see Daniel Lotch all of a sudden checking his stick. There wasn't a lot on it, and it was up in the air. Could have turned two real easy.
Badger fans, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better here. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Lindmark to take it, their best faceoff man. Orbach jumps in to try to get to the puck. Can't do so. A chance to clear, but Kerr holds it at the line, and then it just slides off his stick and just over the blue paint, so the Badgers will have to regroup back in their own end. Lotch gives it off to Kerr. Kerr gets the feet moving, gets it out to center ice. Gets it around a couple of Huskies, drops a pass for Horbach. Horbach suddenly finds the C's part in front of him. Had an opening but couldn't get the shot off. Throws it around the boards, and it goes all the way around and back into the Badger zone. Kerr has it now. Horbach, just a moment ago, was trying to get through traffic. Next thing you know, he looked up and, hey, there's nobody between me and the goalie, but it was only for a brief moment. Dumped into the offensive end. Scholl pokes at it with his stick. Gets it deep, but the Huskies clear it quickly and will bring it back the other way. Ritskovinen gets it in over the line. Dumps it deep. Lund taps it to the far side to Outzen. He'll play it back to the point. Hayes plays it to the near side, and a one-timer by Walton goes well wide of the net, and around the boards it goes on the far side. Lindmark has his man tied up. That was Lund, who couldn't get his stick loose. And the Badgers, Scholl will dump it in deep and head for a change. Imagine whatever the line shifts were before, they've just chopped off about 5 to 10 seconds easy to try to make them tighter and shorter right now as the Badgers protect that two-goal lead.
Ouch.
In the Badger zone, Whitelaw scoops up the loose puck, has a head of steam, plays a pass up ahead into Tyson Dick's skates. He gets it to his stick, tries to get around the defender, can't do so. Dick will play it back towards the blue line. Vorlicki has it. Vorlicki on his backhand gets around the defender, cuts to the middle, and then as he had it on his forehand about to shoot, it rolled right off the blade. Puck played out to center ice. Tyson Dick has it. Goes cross ice to Tassi, who has both goals here tonight for Wisconsin. Three on the weekend. Around the boards it goes. Tyson Dick keeps it in deep. Whitelaw has it hop over his stick. Tassi following up. Tyson Dick pins it in his skates, but only for a moment. And a chance to clear for the Huskies, who trail it by two with 9:50 to go in the third period. Whitelaw dumps it in deep, and then he's knocked down right in front of the Huskies bench. Badgers trying to get a change here of a couple of forwards as the Huskies bring it out to center ice. Justin Ritskovinen gets it into the Badger zone, plays it around the boards. Lotch collects it. He'll slam it off the wall and back to the near side where Mellenbacher is there. He played it ahead to Stramel, and that didn't work on the breakout attempt, and Stramel will have to regroup. Plays it off the boards behind the net to Lotch. Lotch ahead to Bantle, bounces off his skates. Carson tried to play it ahead, had a man there, and Mellenbacher couldn't get it to him. Picked off by Alex Campbell. Brings it to the offensive zone. It's Fontaine who follows up and rifles a wrist shot high of the net. A two-on-two rush for the Badgers. Bantle is low on gas but dumps it in deep. He's with Mellenbacher. Bantle follows up. He was the first one to get to it. Mellenbacher loses it. That's two guys with long reaches there on that rush for the Badgers. Huskies on a three-on-three break. Bring it into the offensive zone. Off the stick of Walsh, it comes to the near boards where Mellenbacher has it. Spins around, finds a man up the middle. That's Pilatichuk. He's got Bantle, who wants to get off on a change. Gains the center ice line so that he can dump it deep and now get that change hopping over the boards. 8:35 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 2-0 in this championship game against Northeastern. Huskies in on the attack. Chupani pinned up against the back wall behind the net. Had the puck in his skates, now digging for it. Can't pry it loose. Scholl has his man tied up. Vorlicki right there as well for the Badgers. Cilia and Horbach just a few strides away. Everybody watching, waiting to see what happens out of this scrum. And finally picking it loose is Cilia. Plays it to D. St. Fall. D. St. Fall tried to get back to Cilia on a soft pass. It was just out of his reach. It's dumped back into the Badger zone. Vorlicki is there as it rings around to him on the near side. He'll play it cross ice to Scholl. Scholl gets it out of his zone. Plays it ahead, dumped in deep by Cruz Lucius. Badgers in the middle of a change. D. St. Fall delivers a check. Lucius follows up, can't get control of the puck. Played to the line, gloved down by Lindmark. Can't hold the zone, however. Lund at center ice. Plays a pass right onto the tape of Ritskovinen. He'll take it below the net. Ritskovinen loses control of the puck. A centering a pass attempt by Jack Williams doesn't work. It finds its way to the blue line, however, and held there by McDonald, who takes it down low. Lindmark rides him up against the wall in the near corner boards. Dylan Ritskovinen takes it back to the blue line. Gloved down by Lund now. Lund cuts to the middle on his forehand, throws it towards the net, into the skates of Lotch. Lotch holds off a check. It's slammed off the boards, out to center ice, all the way down the ice. Will it reach the goal line? Oh, it's going to be close.
Ooh.
Just had enough steam to get an icing call here with 7:08 to go in the third period. 2-0, Badgers on top.
Normally we would be taking an official's timeout, but on this icing call you can't do that. So I'm assuming that Cruz Lucius will have to make his way back out onto the ice to be involved with this draw, unless
But the Badgers here are taking their timeout, so we don't need a TV timeout. We're going to get another one. So we'll take a quick break as well. Badgers on 2-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers on top, 2-0 here, 7:08 to go in the third period of this championship game with a quick trip holiday faceoff. Badgers took their timeout, had some tired legs out there after the icing call. No sense to make a mistake here if you can help it and use that timeout to give your guys a little bit of a rest. Important defensive zone faceoff that Owen Lindmark will take for Wisconsin, matched up with Justin Ritskovina, who won 20 faceoffs last night for Northeastern in their semifinal win over Minnesota Duluth 4-3 in overtime. Wins the draw, does Ritskovina, pulls it back, but the Badgers able to get it out of the zone as D. St. Paul pokes it down the ice, and Chapani will have to go get back out of his own end. Here come the Huskies. Fontaine at center ice, bumped down from behind by Horbach. But still the Huskies follow up, get the puck, and then Fontaine, who's not happy about it after the dump in, after being hit from behind, delivers a shot to Kerr, and they continue to tussle in front of the net. Huskies control it here from the blue line. A shot is blocked by Horbach. A chance to get it out. Plays it to center ice. A bad decision. Goes cross ice up the middle. Had a shorter, easier pass route maybe off the boards to Scholl. Luck to go to the middle and turns it over. And the Huskies get it right back in. Shot from the point is deflected wide of the net. Comes to the near side. Kerr with the long reach. Gets the puck. Able to play it along the boards but can't get it out. Held at the line by Hunter McDonald. Throws it towards the net. That is blocked. Horbach dives to try to get to it. Can't do so. Along the far side, the Huskies center it, comes through the slot to the near boards. McDonald is there. Hunter tries to play it off the wall and deep, but Lindmark will now lift it high, end over end, all the way down the ice, and that's going to bring another icing call here on the Badgers as they tried to get a change. They won't be able to do so. We're just a tick under 6 minutes to go here in the third period. Still 2-0 Badgers.
I would venture to say if there's any line that I would like to see get caught out there in a long change, it would be this line. Just one of those situations where I think that the people out on the ice, Horbach in particular, and Anthony Kerr and
Scholl gets it out to center ice. Northeastern will dump it right back in. Trailing by two, trying to get on the board here. Badgers trying to keep that goose egg up there and see if they can come away with a tournament title. In the defensive zone, nice play by Whitelaw to lift a stick and get it out to center ice. Throws a pass over to Tassie, who just came out. Tassie poked it into the zone. Gets the feet moving, harassing on his forecheck as he always does. Peter Walton absorbing that. A centering pass to Whitelaw. He tried to go between the legs, no look, and just throw it on net with a backhand. Instead, hit it into his own skates, but now the Badgers control back in their own end. Dexheimer will play it through the neutral zone. Ahead to Tassie, who wrists it on net, steered aside by Cameron Whitehead, the fourth-round pick of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Huskies Walton will throw it off the near boards all the way down the ice, and so now good news for the Badgers. This time, it'll be the Huskies of Northeastern who get the icing call, and the Badgers will get an offensive zone faceoff.
And an offensive zone faceoff with a first line of Cruz Lucius, Matty D. St. Phil, and David Cilia, who have been rested for the last two shifts, to come and now take an offensive zone faceoff against a more tired Northeastern defensive players.
Yeah, obviously I don't want to jinx anything at this point, but there's a certain name, and I'll just go ahead and say it, Jack Williams. We've not said a lot tonight. Early on, and maybe he had a few chances, but he had the hat trick for Northeastern last night, and as a team leading goal scorer, Badgers have done a good job on him defensively tonight in his line. They ring it around the boards, do the Badgers. Luce is trying to hold it right in front of the Northeastern bench. Puck squirts out to center ice. Controlled by Palatichuk. He plays it off the stick of Cilia, who will try to go retrieve it now in the offensive zone. Misses a check, trying to slam Nolan Hayes into the boards. And back comes Sebastian for Northeastern. He's taken up by Vorlicki. Northeastern able to control the puck, getting it behind the net. Oh. A centering pass right out front for Sebastian. I'm not sure if McClellan got a piece of that or not, if it was sent wide, but a point-blank chance for Eli Sebastian.
It sounded like pad to me.
Dumped in by the Huskies right into McClellan, who calmly covers it up, and he'll take a faceoff here. Badgers willing to do so, short shifts, and just play from whistle to whistle as much as you can. See that clock winding down.
And now we get into a situation where it becomes a chess match. You watch Coast Hastings. He won't be sending a line out right away until he sees who is going out there for Northeastern.
You know, it's funny. I think the officials went over to the scores to get an explanation. We didn't take a TV timeout. They took it during the Badgers timeout instead. So they opened the door and asked with 4:15 to go, are we taking it? Not at this point. A shot from the point flutters high into the air. It was Borghese who let it go from the near blue line, but it was gloved out of the air by the Badger netminder, Kyle McClellan.
Lindmark very upset with the linesman who dropped the puck, and it was interesting because Lindmark usually ties up after he wins or loses a draw. He usually ties up, but in this particular situation, they got the puck back to the point, and Lindmark's man was standing all alone in front of the net.
Lindmark and Ritskovian go at it again, and Ritskovian wins the draw, gets it back to the point, Simon. But the shot is fanned on by Borghese, gets control of the puck, though, and plays it down to Campbell. Below the goal line, behind the net, takes it to the far side. Comes back to Borghese at the point. Hands it off to McDonald. McDonald looking for an opening. On his backhand, throws it towards the net. Fontaine was there, hit his skate. Couple of Badger defenders clogging up the middle as well. Badgers get it out of the zone and all the way down the ice.
But icing
and another icing
again.
Call. But the clock has ticked down to 3:48. Well, it points out the importance of winning a faceoff. Badgers need to win a draw here and get control of this puck to get it out of the zone.
Yeah, and their premier faceoff guy has been beaten handily now, the last three times.
Well, he's out there again, but this time he's going to get new blood. He's going to take on Jack Williams, who I just spoke of a moment ago, the leading goal scorer for the Huskies. He's matched up with Lindmark. Lindmark trying to pull it with his backhand side to the near corner. Instead, Huskies win the draw, comes cleanly back to the point. Long shot thrown well wide of the net by Borghese. On the near side, Ritskovina throws it down. That's Dylan Ritskovina, the other one, the younger brother. Badgers get control of it. Tassie gets it out to center ice and finally gains the center ice line. He can dump it in deep. Badgers get a change. Comes back to Tassie. He slides it right between the five hole. Wits, better to be lucky than good sometimes. A hat trick for Simon Tassie. And the Badgers lead it 3-0. Oh, my.
Oh, I got to watch this again. Oh, Lord.
Tassie came in. The rebound on his dump-in attempt came right out front. He fanned on his shot from point-blank range, but it just had enough momentum to slowly go between the pads of the netminder and Whitehead and just get over the goal line. A huge break for the Badgers, and Simon Tassie gets the hat trick.
I don't think the people here in Milwaukee understand what a hat trick is.
There were a couple of people. They've scooped up about four or five hats that they've thrown down there. But those things are expensive these days, Ian.
If we have to, I'll have to ask them how many toques he got.
There's another one that's been thrown late. They must have just heard you, you know. This isn't buying one from the Saskatchewan truck stop where they're, you know, $2 for three hats. I mean, these things are expensive these days.
Oh, and my mother spent so much time making those hats.
3:28 to go in the third period. Badgers now on top, 3-0. All three goals credited to the Badger transfer, Simon Tassie, who has come and given this team a big lift this season. Coming over from Minnesota State, Badgers. Stramos centers it out front, goes through the blue paint, comes to the blue line and out of the zone. Finally controlled by Pito Walton. Harassed by Mellenbacher, who causes a turnover. Dorrington scoops up the loose puck for Northeastern, then has it roll right off his stick, dumped in deep by Scholl. Stramel all alone on the forecheck as the Badgers get a change. 2:50 as the clock continues to wind down here. Badgers trying to win their second Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship in three trips to the title game in the 3 years of this event. And the crowd can now add another number to their 1-2-3 we want more chant. They won last night 3-0 over Air Force in the semifinals to advance to meet Northeastern here in this championship game. Long wrist shot from the point, saved by McClellan. Rebound comes to Stang. He'll play it ahead, but too far for Tyson Dick out of his reach. So an icing call here stops the clock. 2:18 showing on it.
Do you or do you not think that Northeastern will pull the goaltender at any point in time?
I would say so, right now.
You would think that it would be 2-3 minutes, and now we're down to 2:18.
You're down three. You've dominated the faceoff department with your top guys. Why would you not do it now?
And you've dominated the last 5 minutes of this game.
We see in the NHL teams down one goal pull their goaltender with 2:18 on it. They win another faceoff, but Sebastian can't get it out of the air. Wrist shot from the point, whistles over top of the cage. Still controlled by the Huskies. They get it back to the blue line. A shot blocked by Stang. Good work there to deny the first attempt by Liam Walsh. Held at the line, thrown on McClellan, who makes the save. Rebound is loose as it squirts to the far side. Liam Walsh had it on his skates. Finally gets a centering pass that goes through the blue paint. Walsh following up, digging into McClellan, and as you might expect, his Badger teammates not very pleased with that decision by Walsh, and they're letting him know it.
Yeah, there's reciprocity. It happened three or four times in the previous couple shifts where the Badgers, as you remember, poked at and almost got their heads taken off. So now you're in a situation where they're, call it reciprocity, even up, whatever you want to call it. But Badgers got some big, strong defensemen out there.
Uh-oh. Don't forget to stay with us after this contest is over for our post-game show. We'll have Ian's three stars of the game. We'll have our Everlight Solar energizing performance of the game. We'll talk with Badgers assistant coach Kevin Murdoch, have the calls of the game as well. Looks like after all of this melee and fracas that they've decided to send Liam Walsh to the Northeastern locker room.
Number 14, Liam Walsh, 10-minute misconduct, abusive official.
10-minute misconduct for abuse of official. It wasn't even for the damage that he was doing to Kyle McClellan, but it was for abuse of an official that Walsh, on a frustrating night for Northeastern right now, trailing it 3-0. Walsh is done for the night.
Naughty play, words.
Play continues in the Badger zone. Williams trying to dig it free. Plays it down low. Can't get the return pass. Mellenbacher picks it off, and Mellenbacher will play it off the boards to himself. Mellenbacher cuts in on that. On the forehand, shoots it right in on Whitehead, who makes the save. Nifty little play by Mellenbacher. Played it off the wall softly, and he was the first one to it. And his rush continued all the way to Cameron Whitehead.
And the seven people from Fort Erie, Ontario, were praying that he was going to get a goal.
He did not, but he's been a factor here tonight. Said his name often. And well, he got bumped down after missing that chance.
Everybody's had some good contributions. There's no question about that. And whether it's offensively, defensively, or just physical prowess, it's been good.
Whitelaw loses his stick, but continues the check, causing a turnover and a chance for Bantu. Whistles a shot high and wide. It goes all the way out to center ice. Mellenbacher dumps it in. Whitelaw has to touch up to get back onside. He does so. Scholl delivers a check, causes a turnover. Whitelaw has it, knocks it down out of the air, tries a backhand centering pass. We've seen the Badgers win a lot of little races on this forecheck, being very aggressive and keeping Northeastern in its zone longer than they want to. Tyson Dick at the blue line loses it. Can't get the shot off. Long lead pass finds Alex Campbell. Campbell in on the rush. Tries a centering pass. It finds its way. And a weak, fluttering, soft shot attempt by Nolan Hayes that looked like it might go over the goal line is turned aside. Stramel back the other way. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it below the goal line to Stang. Stang is double-teamed there. Pinned up against the wall. Knocked down to the ice. Stramel is watching, but the Huskies emerge with the puck. Campbell has it now at his own blue line. He'll backhand it high into the air. Just 20 seconds remaining in this third period. Crowd starting to give an appreciative hand, as they should, for a Badger team leading at 3-0 as the final seconds tick down towards the title for the Badgers. Lotch below the goal line in his own zone. Plays it to the near side to Stang. Can't get it out. Held at the line, but Stang gets the block on the shot from the point by Doyle. Below the goal line, it goes around the boards as the horn sounds, ending this contest. But not before a few more punches are going to be delivered in front of the Badger net. Lindmark is tied up. The officials trying to separate them. Players are being held at their bench. The band is playing. The crowd is on its feet cheering. But we are not done with this one just yet.
I would say that Billy Norcross didn't play a lot, but he got his money's worth in that last shift.
He did that. It's the first time tonight I've even thought of saying his name, but he's finally separated. The Badgers come over the bench. They surround and celebrate with their netminder, Kyle McClellan, who in 60 minutes of action here at Fiserv Forum tonight and another 60 minutes last night did not give up a single goal, back-to-back, 3-0 victories for the Badgers, and they are your Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Champions. Teams will go to center ice and shake hands, and we will have our post-game show and the presentation of all the awards and hardware when we return. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Make organizing your home your first New Year's resolution with help from Menards. Keep your home organized with Closet Culture Closet Solutions. They're easy to adapt and made with steel, wire mesh, and wood, creating a sturdy storage solution. Get an 8-foot steel and wood closet system for $499.98. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards New Year's sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back inside Fiserv Forum, where the teams have just finished shaking hands. They will award the trophy for the champions, and once again, for the second time in 3 years, it'll be the Wisconsin Badgers hoisting the hardware here after a 3-0 victory. They won the inaugural event, lost in the title game last year to Clarkson, and come back this season and pick up where they left off, having now won 7 straight games. The 6th-ranked Badgers are tournament champions. And a good way, Ian, for this team to kind of get the feet moving and get back where they left off and set the stage for the second half of the season.
Well, 2 different types of games. There was kind of a grinder game yesterday, and now tonight you've got a more skilled team with just as much spunk in them as you want to see, and the Badgers still come out on top. So it's a good way to do it.
Well, they're announcing the all-tournament team, and Ian, if you want to lay down a late wager, I'm going to give you 2 names that have a very solid chance of both ending up on your 3 stars of the game and being on this all-tournament team. Simon Tassi would be one, and Kyle McClellan would be another. And in fact, Simon Tassi, we're just hearing, being announced as the outstanding forward. Not a surprise. 4 goals in the 2 games, 3 of them coming tonight.
Kind of a normal weekend for Simon.
You are a tough critic, man. Guy scores 4 goals. They'll also hand out the most outstanding defenseman, that going to Daniel Lotch. Having to add an insult to injury, the Huskies have to stand here and watch as the Badgers will pick up all the hardware, the outstanding players, and the most outstanding player and the tournament championship trophy.
I wonder who this could be.
Daniel Lotch, the most outstanding defensive player, and the outstanding goaltender is Kyle McClellan. No surprise there when you get back-to-back shutouts, for sure, as he continues his remarkable season and will lower that 1.72 goals against average that he had entering the night. As once again, he was perfect. They bring out the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship Trophy. which, unlike a couple of the football trophies, is actually one that guys can carry around the ice. It doesn't require seven people to lift it up. I'm looking at you, Freedom Trophy.
I am looking right now for the guy with the donuts.
I don't see it yet, but we know we saw it the first year. I don't remember them doing that last year for the Clarkson guys. But as the Badger players gather around the trophy, they'll pose for the championship-winning picture with the 2023 Holiday Faceoff Champions banner as well. Well-deserved and earned by this Badger team that did not give up a goal and won 3-0 each night. They're getting direction on how to hold the trophy and how to pose for it. Certainly Badger fans hoping this is the first of
many,
maybe a few times that they get to pose for a photo such as this this season. It's already been a great season, and the stage has been set for the second half for the Badgers. Certainly recommend, if you're out there listening as Badger fans, you want to scoop up some tickets for the Kohl Center. Some big series in the second half, not the least of which is Michigan State and Minnesota late in the year, including the Spartans, who lead the Big Ten by 1 point over the Badgers. That will close out the regular season at the Kohl Center.
Well, it's interesting because I was very impressed with the turnout of quote-unquote Badger faithful, and number one, and I was very impressed with how the Badger players reacted to the enthusiasm, because they came out both barrels blazing, and they came out with what I would call disciplined enthusiasm. There were a couple times when some of these young men who might be a little bit high-strung could have really gotten into some fracases in front of the net, in front of the goaltender, on penalty calls, all the rest of that kind of stuff. But very disciplined tonight, and for the most part, deserved everything that they got.
So the Badgers skated it a little mini lap around the Fiserv Forum ice with the trophy, and now the seniors all going back for a photo themselves with the trophy and the banner. Yeah, this is a senior class that has really done a lot, not the least of which with the coaching and staff changes from last season to this. They have led the way here with this team. Congratulations to them. We'll have all the stats, the highlights, and we'll talk with Badgers assistant coach Kevin Murdoch on our post-game show when it kicks off as we return here to the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. 3-0 Badgers victorious over Northeastern. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 26.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Back inside Fiserv Forum where the celebration continues. The Wisconsin Badgers, your Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off champions for 2023. They shut out Northeastern by the score of 3-0. Kyle McCullen had to go do an interview on TV and now come back and get some of his gear. Although I think they're taking some pictures of it right now, so he's got to finally scoop it back up. Congratulations to Kyle and the Badgers. And I have a feeling, just a feeling, that we might hear his name again here as we get Ian's Player of the Game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have for your three stars, Ian? Starting, of course, with number 3, building up to number 1.
We have to agree with the Quick Trip tournament team.
Uh-huh.
Best goaltender, Kyle McClellan, number 1 star. Best forward, Simon Tassi, 3 goals. Best defenseman, Daniel Lotch. Pretty much makes sense to me. That's all there is to it. 1, 2, 3. We can put them in any order you want. But the fact of the matter is that all three of them were major contributors in the 3-0 victory and a hard-fought, very hard-fought, Quick Trip Face-Off Classic tournament win against a team like Northeastern. I can see where they get frustrated and maybe only have a .500 record. But the fact of the matter being is they never gave up, and neither did the Badgers.
Yeah, the only downside to this whole event is I do not see any box of Glazers anywhere, Ian, that is in that celebration. So maybe they're down by the locker room that they've got in there. So at some point, if you have to run down and you're gone, I understand why you're checking them out.
Well, the gentleman who handed out the trophies was in the media room with me before the game, and some young guy came up to him and said, "Do we really need 30 boxes of Glazers?" And as you may have guessed, I jumped right in and said, "Yes, you probably do."
Well, you need 29, or you need one of them. I'll take the other 29 with me back to Madison, is what you probably said. So congratulations to our Everlight Solar Player of the Game, Kyle McClellan, and the 3 stars of the game. We'll have our energizing performance of the game, get you all the stats as well when we return to Fiserv Forum in the Milwaukee Downtown Deer District, where the Badgers, for the second time in 3 years, are the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Champions. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never